your blood-bought gift. Today we claim.
Sanctify today.
Well, God of Elijah, hear our cry.
And he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Hello, everyone. I'm Chaplain John McTernan, and this is our Monday evening prayer time. And I actually have to look to see if Pastor Fred is here, and I think we've got going on what goes on. Yes, Pastor Fred is here. Hello, Pastor Fred. Yes, Pastor Fred, hello.
How are you? Can
Very
you hear
good.
Me?
Yes, I hear you clearly.
Okay. Praise God.
And I all day long I was thinking of calling you, and I never did. But anyways, I'm going to check to see how you're doing. And we have Sister Kathy here with us. Hello, Sister Kathy.
Hey, Chaplain. I'm just trying to see if Rumble's up and running. It looks like it's just in a holding position.
Well, there's a reason for that.
You haven't pushed go.
Yeah, I did push go right now.
All right.
But it's only you and Pastor Fred in the conference.
Well, Sharon was staying in the hospital, and Bobby's about to get some information. They haven't found out anything yet, but she evidently won't be able to call in.
Okay.
And Charles's dad's birthday's today. And his mom got home from the hospital, so I would imagine they're probably having a little birthday party.
Okay.
Well, that's nice. My daughter's birthday today, Katie.
Oh, special.
Amen.
Let me open the word of prayer, and then we'll let you start. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for tonight where we can come together and learn your word, Lord. It's always a great blessing, Lord, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So we're asking that we're all going to be great. Our faith is going to be greatly increased, Lord. Thank you. Bless Pastor Fred. And whatever we do is always under the blood of the everlasting covenant that you made with us at Calvary. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God.
And amen.
Well, I'm going to give a synopsis of what I spoke on Sunday because I left my notes at the church, I believe. So we're looking at Matthew 24 and 25, and we're going to look at just a quick look at, it's interesting the flow of those two chapters where the disciples are asking the Lord about the temple and the stones of the temple and how beautiful it is, and he's telling them that it's every stone will be taken down. He's prophesying, basically. about what's going to happen to the temple in Jerusalem at that time. And it did in 70 AD. It was torn down. Not one stone was left on the other. So in many instances, Jesus was the prophet, who is the prophet, priest, and king, made prophecies both about his death and about things that were going to happen. And then they said, well, when are these things going to be? And that's what Matthew 24 deals with. Basically, Matthew 24 deals with a message to the world, a message to all. And then in Matthew 25, you have the 10 virgins, the foolish and the wise. And that's an interesting correlation we can make, in that 10 was, as you both know quite well, 10 was the what they had, a minyan. You were allowed, if you had 10 people, you were allowed to pray in public and worship in public, so you could have prayers. So basically, I believe that if that's what it's talking about the congregation, it's talking about the church. And that's a message to the church. And then you have the a message coming to the individual in the parable of the talents. So we'll just quickly brush over them. And basically, the message to the talents, people, it's an individual message to each one of us. And basically, it's what comes out of our mouth. I started off last week's Bible study with reading about how the Lord likes beauty and holiness, and especially when he was building, telling Moses about building the tabernacle. And the Lord loves glory. He says to us, "Be ye holy, for I am holy," and that's part of the glory of the Lord, is his holiness. But the glory of the Lord is something that we don't speak of or worship too much about in churches, but it's something that belongs to him. There was a psalm, I think it was Psalm 29 or Psalm 30, talking about give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. I think it is. Let me just quickly look at that so I can give the entrance to what I was talking about. Psalm, I believe, Psalm 29, give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Well, basically, I spent a whole hour on teaching on that, because none of us can give unto the Lord glory other than in some mild way. Here, I believe that the psalmist in Psalm 29, when he talks about verse 1 and 2, give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Well, who are the mighty? The give unto the Lord the glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord, the beauty of holiness. The real inference, I believe, here is, who are the mighty? The mighty, this is up in heaven. This is all the angels. This is all the powers that be with surrounding the throne. They can give unto the Lord glory, and they do. And we know from Isaiah 6, when you see the cherubim saying, holy, holy, holy. So you have the Lord wanting beauty and holiness and glory. And here you have the mighty, those who are in heaven surrounding him, giving him glory. And then when the Lord Jesus died, you remember he took all those who were who were righteous in the Lord Jesus Christ. He took them up to heaven. He took captivity captive. He expanded the mighty, giving glory unto the Lord. and there they can give glory unto the Lord in an amazing way. And that's happening moment by moment for us to recognize and understand that above us, up in the heavens, surrounding the throne of the Lord Jesus and the Heavenly Father, there is glory going on. There's holy, holy, holy. It just doesn't end. It's going on all the way. We have this great cloud of witnesses that Hebrews talks about, watching us, but also giving glory unto the Lord. So there is this aspect of things in heaven that are happening, giving glory unto the Lord. And the Lord, and then he tells us to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And that was the Bible study I did. And then in the Sunday service, I opened up with Matthew 24 and 25, where they were asking him about when all these things were going to come to pass. And basically, he told them that it wasn't going to happen suddenly, but there was going to be, he gave them a quick look at the destruction of the temple and what was going to happen in the future. And all these were the beginning of sorrows, it says in verse 8 of Matthew 24. It talks about many nations shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence, earthquakes in divers places. And that's just the beginning, basically, in verse 8. He says all these are the beginning of sorrows. And as you've taught so much, John, yourself, you know that we look for words that preface things like these are the beginning and the day of the Lord is near, or the day of the Lord is now. There are many different hints as to the different time references of what the Lord is talking about for the future. Then he says in verse 9, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my sake. Amongst that will be where verse 10, and many shall be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And then in other parts of scripture, talking about the same day in the days of Noah, when children will be against parents and parents against children. I believe we're in that time. I believe we're seeing that time. But this is the beginning of sorrows. And then he moves from telling the worldwide or everybody about this what was to come in the future. And he says, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of glory. That is immediately after the tribulation, this will occur. And they'll see him coming with power and great glory. But of that day, verse 36 of Matthew 24, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, not the angels in heaven, but my Father only. There you have the angels in heaven who are worshiping him over, you know, endlessly, day and night, and and giving glory to him. And the Lord Jesus himself is now up there with the heavenly angels waiting for the time when he's to come back, but there's these things to occur. All right, I didn't want to go into a great detail on that. I wanted to go next to the Lord speaking to us in the church, 25 of Matthew, where he says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And you know the story. You know that some came with their lamps and others came with their lamps plus oil. And the important thing here is those who came with their lamps plus oil, which oil we know means the Holy Spirit, were able to, even though the No man knows the day or the hour in Matthew 24:36. You have in Matthew 25:5, while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. There is a tarrying, a waiting time for the church to wait and watch for the Lord Jesus to come and to receive his bride. And then, of course, the cry comes, and the foolish were said to the wise, give me some of your oil. The point being, there were 10 of them. It's a word. Is it a word to the churches? Is it a word to the congregations? Because it took 10, as I said before, to publicly be in prayer and to worship. That was the Jewish law. I'm not saying it's a Christian law, but it was there as an illustration. And to us, the bridegroom tarries, and all of a sudden, five of them find they don't have any oil because their lamps won't light. They didn't have any extra oil. The big thing to understand is that we all have to have our own oil. We can't go borrowing someone else's oil of the Holy Spirit from another. Even though the Lord gives to us the Holy Spirit freely to those who ask, those who make him first, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And those that seek me find me. And those that wait and have the oil of the Holy Spirit in their lives while they're waiting are ready for the moment when Jesus will come or when the rapture will come. And so we have this idea that comes to us as Christians that we are responsible for our infilling of the Holy Spirit, our asking the Lord and letting the Lord know day in and day out that we're reminded that who he is and what he belongs to and what we belong to, and that we are his children. We are his sons and his daughters, and we're ready. We have oil in our lamp. We're ready. We have extra oil. But we cannot give, in a sense, that which the Lord has given to us and have someone else take it away from us. We can't share it. We are all responsible for our own oil, in a sense, as a picture of the Holy Spirit in our lives. All right, so that I'm just giving a synopsis of my sermon on Sunday. Then the next message was, the first was to the world, the second is to the church, and the third now is to us individually, each one. And he's telling us, therefore, for the kingdom of heaven, in verse 14 of chapter 25, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling. Right there, the phone just dropped down. Let me put it back up again so it doesn't fall. There we are. Thank you. There. For the kingdom of heaven, I'm reading from chapter 25, is as a verse 14, as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. Now, the master gives his goods to each one of his servants. And he gave one 5 talents, another 2, and another 1. And this is important, to verse 15, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. So he left us in charge of what he had given to us. And he has given to us talents. He has given to us characteristics. He has given to us personalities. He's given to us a measure of faith. He's given to us his grace. And then he leaves us. Now, that's why we need that oil, folks. That's why we need that oil. But in our lamps from the Holy Spirit, to remind us who God is every day, that we are his children, that we are his sons and his daughters. But he that had received one The others likewise. The one who received five talents, you know the story, traded with what he had been given that belonged to the master, and the one with two did the same. Likewise, he that had received two had also gained another two. Lord God, right from the start, has told us all he wants us to be fruitful and multiply. He wants us to increase. He wants us to grow. He wants us to grow for his kingdom. And part of that growth comes for ourselves, to educate ourselves and to work and to support ourselves, but to support the kingdom. Is given to us according to our abilities and according to the trading, the work that we do for his kingdom. He's given to us a measure of faith, a measure of an assignment, an understanding that he is a God who loves beautiful things. And you know that even in when they were building the tabernacle, all the things he asked for was the silver and the gold and the wood and the brass and the onyx and the silver and the clothing with threads of gold in them, and many beautiful things for the tabernacle and for the temple. God loves wonderful things, rich things. And so he is asking us, having given to us that which he has given to us, which is not ours, our life is not our own, he's asked us to trade for him, to work for him. And to us, it means war. It means battle. It means doing battle for the kingdom of God in this day and age, because we know that the time is short. And now, after a long time, so you have, well, nobody knows the day nor the hour. You have the bridegroom tarries. And now, after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh, and reckoneth with them. And so what happens? The one who'd received five talents came and said, I brought five talents more, another five talents. And I have gained. And the other one said, Lord, I've gained two talents more for my two talents. And each one, he says, I will make thee a ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. So those who work for the Lord, not for their salvation, we can't work for our salvation. You and I know that. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is the only thing that will bring to us salvation. If we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth that Jesus is our Lord, and then when he is our Lord, when he is our master, then we're required and we're asked to work for him, to war, to do battle against the things that are against his word in our daily life, and bring fruit for the kingdom. Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. He wants more people he's not willing that any should perish. He wants everybody. He just doesn't want you. In the kingdom, he wants everybody all around you, all your family, your loved ones, your children, your grandchildren, your nieces and your nephews. He's wanting them all in the kingdom. And we who love him and have talents have been given severally everything according to our ability. He's given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we come to this last one, and this is the thing, this is the kicker here, real in the service that I spoke about. His Lord said unto him, to the others, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Those who'd been faithful over a few things, he was going to make them ruler over many things, and enter thou into the joy of the Lord. If you really want the joy of the Lord, if you really want the joy of the Lord, bring something in your hand to the Lord every time you come to meet him, every time you come to see him. Bring faith, bring your heart, bring your goods, bring everything that you're able to bring to him. So there we have it. They both enter into the joy of the Lord. Then, verse 24, then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I came and said. What did he do? He said something. He said it. Let's go to a passage here that deals with that. It's in Proverbs. We're going to look into Proverbs here. And Proverbs 8. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and you fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things. Now we know that this is talking about wisdom, but we know that wisdom is the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'm trying to encourage us to understand that we who live in the age of grace do not bring sheep or goats. We do not bring wool or wheat or barley or oil or wine to sacrifice to the Lord. What is our sacrifice? Our sacrifice, and what is our glory that we're able to give to the Lord? Our sacrifice and our glory is in our mouth. It's what comes out of our heart. But if it's just in our heart, it's kind of hidden. But if it comes out of our mouth, then we bring glory and we bring an offering and we bring the right things and we speak the right things. Let's look at this, Proverbs 8. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be declared are not to be compared with it. And the last verse in that Proverbs, in that section that I just read, says, I, wisdom, and remember, I was asking you to understand, we're talking about wisdom coming out of our mouth, our gift to the Lord daily. Our gift to the world round about us daily. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and evil and the evil way. And the froward mouth do I hate. Now let's read Matthew 25, what the man with the one talent says. He says, then he which had received the one talent. Remember, this was the master's talent, and it's very telling what he says. I knew you, that you are a hard man. That's what he's telling his master. Now remember, this master is not the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the parable story that we're getting. But it is likened unto the Lord Jesus, as he is our Lord. But when he says Lord or Master, it's the story, it's the parable. It's the earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And I knew thee that thou art an hard man. A lot of people look upon God as a judge. Reaping where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not strawed. And I was afraid. Christian cannot be afraid. God has not given to us a spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and a sound mind. And that's what should come out of our mouth daily, all the time. Letty says, I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the earth. So what he did was dig a hole. And with his mouth, he said to himself, and he said it to the Lord too, the master. He said, you're a bad man. I don't like, you gave me something and I was scared. I didn't act in faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For we must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. So this man had no faith in what the master had given him, no belief that it could grow, no word from his mouth that would say, God's told me to multiply, to be fruitful and to multiply. No, I'm going to dig into the earth. And you know what? He dig into the soil of the earth, and he took the dirt of the earth and would say, oh, that mean person, those mean persons, I can't forgive them. And then keep repeating the things that they've done to you, and the hurts, and the words that they've spoken, the unforgiveness, the lack of faith. And this man showed it all. And even though he had been given a talent, God had given to him something to work with. He had given to him ability to work with it. He says, I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the earth. How many of us do that? How many of us do that? We hide the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts. And out there in the world, out there in the workplace, out there even in the church, we're not even willing to praise the Lord, thank him, give testimony. We're not willing to stand in the marketplace. We're not willing to stand out in the open and let people know, let our neighbors know who we are in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so all we do is dig dirt, and we bring up all the dirt always. And we hide the talent that God has given to us. And in our mouth is that dirt all the time. And then he says this, which is powerful. Lo, in other words, look, Lord, look, Master. Behold, there thou hast that is thine. Here, take it back. I can't do anything with it. What a sad, sad thing. Sad, sad thing. And the Lord has called us to war and to battle and to stand up for the righteousness that is his cause and his word. And in our mouth, daily, in our mouth should be that which is only speaking of the things, the words of the Lord, speaking his words. And we know that we are living in the days of Noah, and God's speaking to us in basically militaristic terms, showing us that we're to be an advancing army upon the dominions of this world. He's releasing a spirit of war inside the church, telling the church to get up and start to work, start to act. He's calling us to pick up our knowledge, our gifts, and our weaponry, and to use them against the enemy. As we're waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus, and we don't know when he's coming, and we believe it's close, the rapture time for the Lord to take back his own. But there's going to be a clash that'll become more and more pronounced, and warfare and opposition that will inevitably break out across the world. It'll be up to us, the brave spiritual warriors, working and living in the combat zone to hear God's voice and prepare ourselves and to use our voice for his glory. I want to close with reading a passage from 2 Timothy chapter Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. The main front thrust of the service on Sunday was dealing with our mouth and how easy it is for us to complain, to murmur, and it's right throughout Scripture. And we know what happens to all those people that do that. But we tend to do that. And the things that should be coming out of our mouth are the things that cause us to receive the joy and the good, well done, and good and faithful servant. And part of it is what we say day in, day out. We create atmospheres. We create what we say, both in our home and out in the workplace and wherever we go. And so it's a battle. It's a battle for us to understand that the Lord has given to us plans of what he's going to do with the world, plans of what he believes the church should have, and that is the oil of the Holy Spirit within it, and then individually give to us what we need for daily life and for the daily battle. And if it is as it is in the days of Noah, we can quite readily understand Paul writing to Timothy and saying these words, "No man that warreth," verse 4 of chapter 2 of Timothy, "no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life." Entangleth, in other words, get caught up in the net. It doesn't mean you don't have to know what's going on. Nothing wrong with being aware of the times and the seasons, but entangling ourselves so that they hold us back and they kind of rob us from the ability to act in faith, to let our talents be multiplied. Entangleth himself that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for the masteries, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give you understanding to all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. There you have the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus. Wherein I suffered trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of God is not bound. You know, he went to prison for what he believed and what he worked for towards the kingdom. That's Paul talking to Timothy. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sakes, plural, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. There is that glory again. God loves glory. God wants glory. His angels in heaven and all those who were righteous before the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross were taken up to heaven, and they're all worshiping him, holy, 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 day in and day out. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. This is the wonder and the greatness of our Lord Jesus Christ. He wants us to be faithful. But he doesn't deny himself. Just because you're not a Billy Graham or a going out into the mission fields of the world or don't feel that you're doing anything for the Lord. You're doing an awful lot. If out of your mouth comes the words of the Lord, the Bible, the truths, no murmuring, no complaining, no thinking that the master is a judge over you. He's got your back. He wants you to improve. He wants you to be able to be fruitful and multiply. That's his desire for your life. And he's got your back while you're doing that. Be careful what your mouth says. You know, we sing it as little children. Oh, be careful, little mouth, what you say. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little mouth, what you say. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, that this parable that you give concerning the 5 talents, the 2 talents, and the 1 talent. You make it ever so clear, Lord, that the joy of the Lord is our strength as we work for you. It's ever so easy for us to have the joy of the Lord as we work for your kingdom. But it also is a miserable thing when we claim to be your children and just dig dirt all the time. Help us not to do that, Father. Help us to watch what our lips say and to watch that we may understand that there is a great cloud of witnesses that are glorifying your name and giving you glory day in and day out, every moment of every day. Heavenly Father, give to us that same measure of faith and love towards you, knowing how much you love us, knowing what you've done and sent your Son to die for us, knowing that you've given to us the Holy Spirit to guide us and to guide our lips too. In Jesus' precious name we thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, John.
Amen, Pastor Fred. Thank you very much. Very nice. Very blessed. Thank you. So this is what you preached Sunday?
Yeah, I left all my notes. I had a lot of illustrations and things and other scriptures, but that was basically the synopsis of it. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Pastor Fred, we have Sister Sharon here. Hello, Sister Sharon. Any comments or questions for Pastor Fred?
Well, I was very happy to hear him and what he had to say, you know, about the nurses, or not nurses, not having their vials full and stuff, and how we should be ready. And it's just nice to hear his voice. Absolutely nice.
Good. All right.
Is Sharon in the hospital? Sharon in the hospital?
Yes, I'm in the hospital. So, and they're just kind of looking at things and they're going to kind of take it like maybe, you know, of course, one day at a time. And I don't think I'll be here too long, but that's up to God.
Well, praise God for the hospital.
Yes,
Father, we pray that you might comfort her and surround her with your angels. And Lord, give her the healing that she needs and allow her to be able to use her time wherever you put her for your glory. We know you're doing that. And we thank you for her. Thank you for her faith. Thank you for her love. And thank you for the joy in the Lord. We praise you, Father, for Sharon. Watch over her and be with her in every situation. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you,
Amen.
Pastor Fred.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Fred. Thank you very much. And one more here. We'll get Gigi and Randy. Are you there, Gigi?
Yes, we are. And thank you so much, Pastor Fred. That was really good. It was very encouraging. I appreciate that.
Amen. Okay. Pastor Fred, how can we pray for you now?
Well, pray for me that I might continue to hear what the Lord has to say and offer it to the people that We're getting more and more busy with a lot of different things. My daughter is still in a lot of pain and is waiting for the Lord to touch her. And we have others in the church that need His care. And we know that by faith we walk and not by sight. And so ask the Lord to give to us the power of His Holy Spirit and the resurrection power in our lips and in our ministry. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you so much for Pastor Fred. Thank you for the time he takes to come here every Monday night and be with us. So, Lord, we're asking your blessings on his entire family, Lord, especially Katie, who is apparently in a lot of discomfort. And Lord, we're waiting for something from you, something wonderful. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you. And also his son, Nate, Lord. And Lord, asking blessings on all his children. Thank you. Thank you for all his children, Lord. And we're praying for the church now and that you continue to give Pastor Fred everything he needs, Lord. All the energy, all the ability to study your word and preach wonderful sermons. And we pray that everyone in the church there is going to be edified, strengthened, exhorted, growing in grace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We pray for great love in his church. Great love in his church, Lord. And that whose love is most important, Lord. And we thank you, thank you, thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
And amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh, Lord willing, next week I was thinking I would have called. Well, it was too late anyways, but I was thinking about communion next week.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So, okay. God bless you. And thank you so much, Pastor Fred.
Lord bless. Bye now.
Bye now. Bye. All right. We've got... We got Paula Jean leading us off again, as usual. Hello, Paula.
Well, I'm sure there's been some prayers before Pastor Fred got started, but I'd like to lift him up and his children also.
Please lift him up, please.
So, Heavenly Father, I do thank you that you are giving Pastor Fred sermons to speak out. Just as this last teaching ended in, you know, watch the little words, you know, it's so timely. We need to be aware of the impact that unthoughtful words can have that we don't want them to have, that we need to be aware of the words that are coming out. And that only can be done if we are spending time with you and asking for your help. And so I thank you, Father God, for the reminders that he brings us each week and that he brings to his congregation. And I pray that your Holy Spirit is busy opening up those words, everyone that hears them, to offer forth the greatest blessing available from them so that they get hungry, Father God, to walk with you as you would have us walk, and that the blessings that you desire to go out with those words reach the targets, Father God, and seeds are not only planted, but fruit is grown from what you've given him and what he gives us and his congregation. And he has been so faithful, Father God, and yet his children right now are really suffering, and that's hard for him. It's what the enemy does. He goes after, you know, the loved ones of those that he wants to hurt. And so, Father, I just pray that you will, along with healing both Katie and Nate, that you will raise them up to be warriors. Raise them up to have Satan repent that he ever bothered them, Father God. Help them to recognize everything that they need to rebuke before it can get a hold. And I pray, Father God, that you help all of us to learn how to help our body to be more ready for the bugs and the germs that the evil ones put out there to come against us, so that we become impervious, both by the power of your resurrection power, as well as doing the things that you show us that we need to do. I pray, Father God, that if we're knowing something to do to take care of ourselves and we don't, that we'll repent and ask for your help to get us past that place and into the victory walk with Jesus, where the flesh no longer controls, but Father God, your love is in charge. And I thank you, Father God, for this entire group. And I pray the blessings that I prayed for Nate and Katie, for all of those that need exactly that kind of blessing. And especially, Father God, I pray for Sharon, that there will be some information uncovered, discovered, whatever it is that needs to be taken care of, so that this immediate reason for her being in the hospital is stopped, you know, that it does not repeat itself any longer. That if there's something her system needs, they'll discover what it is and how to provide it, and how to help Bobby provide it if she needs help to have it, Father God. But I do pray for intervention here and correction of what has gone on for too long, and for her to find relief by being healed without infections, Father God, so that her sleep can be sound and her body can be restored as she soundly sleeps. Father God, make a way for her, I pray. It's my heart, you know. And we know that your ways are not our ways, but so oftentimes problems are initiated not by you. And we need to learn how to walk with you into the place where those harmful things can no longer come our way. I pray if there's anything that you can show her or Bobby or the doctors or the nurses, anyone that's there as a team member, even any one of us, you give us some insight or something to say. I pray that you do that, Father God, and that we hear you. In Jesus' name. Bless the rest of this prayer time. Again, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I think we have Sister Kathy next. Hello, Sister Kathy.
Yeah. Can you have Rita go next and then me go after?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Rita, you're up.
Father, I give you thanks for all that you have blessed me with. And Father, I give you thanks that you have given me life and that I may have it more abundantly, Father. Father, I pray for America. I pray that you heal and help America, Father, and that I pray for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in America. And I pray for the Christians, Father, there are in America. That is, it is us, Father, that you judge. And Father, I pray that the Christians in America would not be lukewarm towards you, but that they would love you with all their whole heart, soul, and mind. And Father, again, Father, I pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in America. And Father, I pray for President Trump, that you would protect him and his family, and that you would guide and direct President Trump in the direction that you want him to take America. And I pray, Father, that you would put it on President Trump's heart to verbally proclaim your son as the Savior, and that there be no question about it in anybody's mind that he loves you, Father. And I also pray for Vance and his wife. I pray that you will put a hedge of protection around him and also put a hedge of protection around Trump, Father. But I ask that you also, that you will put a hedge of protection around Vance and his wife. And I ask that you will bring this couple to the saving knowledge of your son, Father, and that they would turn to your son and you, Father, for their strength, and that you will help Vance be a great helper to President Trump, Father. And I also pray for all of President Trump's children, Father, that they will come to the saving knowledge of you, Father, and your son. Father, I pray for Israel. I pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Israel. I ask for peace for Israel. And I pray, Father, that the Jews in Israel, will they will all come to the saving knowledge of your son. And I pray for the Christian Jews in Israel, Father, that they will love you with all their whole heart, soul, and mind, and your son. I pray, Father, that you will protect the IDF, and that each and every IDF soldier will come to the saving knowledge of your son.
Amen.
And I also pray for Netanyahu, that you would guide and direct him in the direction that you would have him to take Israel, Father, and put a hedge of protection around Netanyahu, Father. And I also ask for the salvation of his soul, Father. I'm not sure about Netanyahu, Father. And I would like you, Father, to that you may put it on his heart to verbally proclaim your son as a Savior if he is saved. And I ask, Father, that you will bless his family and his wife, Father, and that I pray, Father, that for Netanyahu's wife, that she will be an encouragement to him and not a hindrance. And I also ask for the salvation of her soul, Father, unless she already does, Father. And I also, I pray for Chaplain John, that you will strengthen and encourage him and direct and guide him in the direction that you, well, no, that you direct him and guide him, Father, in all that he says and all that he does, that many hearts will come to the saving knowledge of your son, and that many hearts will be saved. And I pray and give you thanks, Father, for healing Nancy as you did with and taking care of her, Father. And I pray, Father, that you will continue to heal Nancy and bless Nancy, and also bless all of Chaplain John's children, and also, Father, bless his finances. And Father, I pray for the Arbor Father Fellowship pastors, all of them, that you would protect them from the evil people that would want to come against their churches just because they love your son has their, and has your son as their Savior. And I also, I pray for the churches in the fellowship, Father, that all the churches will be, well, blessed all the churches that are in the fellowship, Father. And Father, I hold up Sharon to you. I pray, Father, that you would strengthen her heart, strengthen her body, encourage her heart, Father, and comfort her. And I also ask, Father, that you would also bless Bobby for all that he does for Sharon. And I pray that it would be a speedy recovery of whatever is wrong with Sharon that caused her to go into the hospital, Father, that the doctors will find a quick way to fix and heal the problem, Father. I pray, Father, that you would heal Sharon. Father, I pray that you would bless Pastor Fred and his church. I pray also that you would encourage his heart and comfort his heart, Father. And I pray that his church will be a lighthouse to the community that it is in, and that many people will come to the church, Father, and that they would their hearts, many people come to the saving knowledge. Oh, brother, I know I'm saying this wrong. I pray that his church would be a lighthouse to the community, Father, that many people will come to his house, to his church. And Father, I pray for everyone that is online and in the chat room that you would strengthen and comfort and encourage each and every one of us, Father. So I pray this in the holy and glorious name of my Lord, my Savior, my God, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, let's see who we have now. Sister Kathy, are you ready?
I had stepped in the kitchen and I wasn't able to turn something loose. But have you heard that Trump gave an ultimatum of the hostages must be released by Saturday or else?
Yes.
And what do you think about that?
They're not used to being, what's the word? They're used to the world like bullying Israel and getting away with a lot.
Right.
So those days are over. Now, I think they kind of know it. So this is a big decision for them because they will look awful.
Yeah.
If they have to surrender to Israel again, mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh. That was my fear.
Yeah. Yeah. So Trump's bringing it to a head and telling them those days are over where you can draw this out. Well, I think I'll tell you what really I think did it, Sister Kathy. When Trump saw the condition of the hostages.
Yeah. Why did they do that? Those three didn't get released. I just saw them walking off the stage. They just paraded them up there to show people or what?
Now that's a good question. Because I didn't go deep into the hostage thing other than I saw the pictures of them up on the stage, but there were other hostages that were released that were, they looked like they were from the concentration camps.
Yeah, that's what they said. It harked the terrible, terrible scourge of Hitler.
Yeah, so when Trump saw that, I know he was outraged. Mm-hmm. So he's telling Israel, look, we're not going to play games with them anymore. So go, you know, if you got to do it, you're free to do what you need to do.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to pray about that. It is just heart-wrenching because I know they're going to just be so bad. You know, they're not going to turn them loose without, I don't know. But anyway, Lord, thank you, Father, that we have a president that cares and he's trying to deal with the situation. And then we have heathens and heretics and demonic-inspired, satanic, enraged people that think the world owes them a living and that they have every right to do whatever they want to. So, Father, with this ultimatum, I hope they do not just kill the people, and which has been a danger, period, the whole time. But thank you for those that have been released, and we do pray for the people that are still held. And, Lord, we pray that Hamas will be the man and do what they should, but this is it. This is their collateral. So we pray in Jesus' name that those hostages will not be killed, and that, but just, Father, you got it. So I thank you that nothing will happen without you allowing it. So, Father, we pray for Benjamin Netanyahu. We pray for Trump. We thank you for this huge surge of patriotism and unity, sort of, with the people behind Trump and cheering him on. And that was very good to hear. So, Father, we thank you for that. I thank you for Pastor Fred. I ask you to bless him in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Bless his family. Bless his congregation. Bless his community. Bless the work of his hands, Lord. And just thank you for what he poured out into us tonight. And, Lord, if he did that good with no notes, he would have just been too much to handle than that, if he had had him. So thank you for his ministry, his love, his compassion, his legacy. And we just thank you for how you're going to finish this dispensation with the likes of Pastor Fred and Chaplain John, and just all the ministry that is pumping out the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray, thank you for Sharon. Thank you for Bobby being just such a wonderful, wonderful caregiver, and just help him, help them both rest tonight. Thank you that she's where they can find out what's going on, and she can have lab work done better than the home health care can give. So while she's there, Lord, we just pray that they'll dot every I and cross every T, and that she will leave so strong and so optimistic, and we thank you for that. Lord, we pray for all the people in Rumble. We pray for X and Facebook, and we thank you for Dialpad. And we just praise you because you are just the great I am. You're the awesome God. And everything, Lord Jesus, everything in that you're doing right now is to fulfill the coming of your Son. Thank you for the conversation Chaplain John had with this debater, and thank you that he was soundly educated and can't refute what he was told. He can't deny that. So that was the greatest gift Holy Spirit could give him, was to bring him out of darkness and into the marvelous light. And Lord, I pray for Pastor Dove to get the finances to go to Israel. And I'm guessing he's going to India as well, but I know he was for sure bought the ticket for Israel. But Lord, we pray for that. We pray for the fivefold ministry, their spouses and children, home and foreign ministry, missionaries, Christian TV, Christian radio, Bible printing companies, tract printing companies, websites, YouTube channels, Rumble channels, this Skype call-in, and all these other things. I can't think of all of them now, but we just thank you. Lord, thank you. Thank you, dear God. You are good, good, good. Your mercy is everlasting, and your truth endures to all generations. There's just so many things we want to pray for and thank you for and glorify you for. And the glory, that is it. You are the glory, and the presence of you is glory. So, Father, thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing this world with us and making the next one for us as well. We are so fortunate, so blessed, and so excited. And Lord, again, I ask you to bless Chaplain John, minister to him in deep, deep needs of his heart, and bless Katie, Lord, with her birthday today, and Charles's dad's as well. Thank you that his mother got home from the hospital today and will have health care coming to her to get her back up to snuff. And just give Bobby a good night's sleep tonight. Let him just rest, Lord, and not think about anything but his slumber. And we just love you and praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, Sister Kathy. Thank you. Thank you. And then we have Gigi.
Yes, I am here. And I wanted to ask you a quick question before I started praying. And that is, I think I heard you that Pastor David is going to be printing something, but I didn't understand what.
Yeah. Yeah. He is going to be Pastor David in India. I've made a commitment to just send him a small amount a month, $100. And that is enough for him to get a small printing of the Broken Hearted brochure on the end of some other printing, if you follow what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So he's real happy about it because there's a tremendous request, the Broken Hearted brochure, so he can start at least distributing small amounts out every month.
That's good. No, he's a very nice man. I remember reading and seeing photographs of him, and didn't he print like, I don't know, 20,000 brochures one time?
Oh, no, half a million.
Oh, half a million, that's right. It was a huge pile of those things.
Yes.
But he's not where Bishop Reinhardt is. He's in a different part of India, right?
He's, one's on the, like, west side of India and the other's on the east side. I think he is on the east side of India and Bishop Reinhardt is on the west side of India.
Yeah, I know who he is. That's why I was asking. So I remember he was distributing a lot of pamphlets. So, and then I'm going to pray for Pastor John. And then what else would you like me to pray for?
Well, the Book of Revelation, the teaching is going really, really, really well. And it's like today the Lord was showing me how to tie Revelation 17 and 18 together, which really isn't done. They're looked at as separate, but they're not. So if he would continue to bless the teaching on Revelation at Wednesday nights.
Okay. Okay. Because everyone else did a very good job. You gave me the hard part. At the end, everyone did such a great job of praying. Okay, so Lord, what we want to say to you is that we bless your name and we lift your name on high. We cannot sing your praises enough. And now we are your temple. And so we want to sing sacrifices of, we want to bring sacrifices of praise to you. And we thank you and we praise you for such a great salvation and your word and the clarity of what we are to do and what we are to believe and what we are to spread to other people around us. And I want to thank you and praise you for the opportunities that you give each one of us every day. If it's praying or sharing the gospel or encouraging someone. And we just thank you for all of those opportunities that you bring our way every day. Help us to be faithful and to pay attention when you're trying to get our attention to do something that you've called us to do. And I want to lift you up because the things that are going on in our country are really incredible. This has been happening deep deep in the bowels of our nation and our country and all of these things that are being revealed. We thank you that they are being revealed and that people are starting to understand the criticalness of what you did when you put Trump in office for us. We were all praying. I know there are people praying and fasting, even around the world, not just here. So we thank you for this reprieve, and we pray that this would be the catalyst for people coming to know you, that there would be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, Lord, so that the gospel would be preached all across our nation and also the other nations that are going to be affected by the changes that are being brought into our country. So as Rita was praying, we want to lift up Trump and his family and Vance and his family and all of the people that he has put in a place and all of the elected officials and appointed officials, that they would have the same depth of understanding, that you would save them. We thank you that there are people in our government that are saved. And so we just want to pray protection on each and every one of those people that are trying to do the right thing. And we pray that the right information would come to the ears of those who are really interested. And we thank you that it's not fun or easy to look at evil, but to understand the structure of it is really important. And then we want to pray for that. We want to pray that everything that is in the darkness, everything that is actually illegal, immoral, unethical, and harmful to people, all of that would be brought to light in ways that people could understand and that they would see the significance of what is going on. And there would be many, many, many more people praying, coming to you and praying. And we thank you for those that have been diligent and interested and researching ahead of time. And so we just pray that you would put your hand on the plans of the wicked and that you would be able to squish those plans, Lord, and to put into place through this president, through all these people that are helping him, that you would prevent any evil from coming over anyone. And that we pray that, as John prayed before, that these people that have been on the take, basically, and doing everything against us as a people and against our nation, that they would come to you. They would come to you, Lord, that you would humble every single one of them and they would come to you. And we thank you that you bring truth into every situation and that we have been praying and you more than answered our prayers. And I just want to thank you and praise you for that. And we also want to lift up Pastor David. He's been very faithful and especially faithful with pamphlets and printing. I know he has a printing press. And so we just want to lift he and his family up to you. I know he's in an area in India where it's not the same as where Bishop Reinhardt is. It's more difficult for him. And so we just want to pray that you would bless him and protect he and his family and the other believers that are there in his area, and that people would be drawn. They would be drawn to you there, and there would be a great outpouring everywhere Pastor David can hand out those pamphlets. And as we prayed before, that each and every pamphlet would touch more than one person, that they would use it to witness to their neighbor or their family members or somebody down the street. And we just pray for a huge outpouring. And we want to thank you and praise you that Sharon is okay and that there were things that needed to be attended to. So we pray that everything that they do would be necessary, would be efficacious, would be helpful to her, and that she, that her test results would come back very good results. And that we pray healing over her, Lord, and encouragement and strength. And we pray especially also over Bobby. He's been doing a wonderful work with his mom and so faithful. So we just want to bless him. We pray that he would have a good night's sleep and not worry, and that you would restore him. And Lord, we just thank you and praise you that she had somebody that came and was attentive to what she actually needed and what was best for her. So we just pray a hedge of protection around her, Lord, and that you'd bring the best people to help her, the ones who are careful, the ones who care, and the ones who are doing the right things. And Lord, we continue to pray over John's teachings, and that you would give him the answers that he needs and the insight into the word, and that you would give him further ability and anointing to be able to teach in such a way that people will understand and retain it, and that it would be a blessing to those people. And we thank you that we are able to share and ask questions. It's very unusual to have a situation like that. So we want to thank you and praise you for John allowing us to do that. And we want to continue to pray for every single person. We thank you that Charles's family is doing better, and we pray that you would continue to heal them and deliver them and save them. And I pray for each and every person that is watching or will watch, that there would be an outpouring on each and every one of us, and that whatever needs that we have, Lord, it says that you are going to provide exactly what we need, and we're praying for protection and healing and salvation for our family members, and just a whole restoration. Because I know sometimes people are saved, but then they're not acting like it, and they don't pay attention to you anymore. Draw all of them back to yourself. And so, and Lord, please, there's so many of us who have been praying for family members for years, and instead of them getting better, they seem to get worse. But we don't want to give up, and we want to persist, so that we do whatever we can to bring those people before you, whether they be family members or friends of ours. And we thank you that we have mouths to speak, hearts to love, and a mind that is fixed on you, Lord. So we want to thank you and praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, and we also want to pray for Pastor John. So he was abducted, Lord. We don't know what happened to him. And I'm praying that the truth will come out and something would go on, so that if he needs to be rescued, somebody could rescue him, or just so that they would know what's going on, and that Pastor Zephaniah would know what to do, no matter what the situation is, that you would give him wisdom and favor with everyone. And we want to pray over Pastor John's family, Lord. This is really, really a tough situation for them. So we pray that you will protect them and encourage them and provide everything they need in abundance, Lord. And we pray that in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Wonderful prayer. Wonderful, wonderful teaching, wonderful prayer. Good night. It was a real, real good night. Thank you, Sister Gigi, for the prayer. I really appreciate it. And I am getting very, very good response to the Revelation teaching. They see it. They've come out of that seminary type of revelation, and they see how it's there's a structure to it. But you have to have the proper interpretation of just a couple verses, and it all opens up. So I'm very, very, very happy about Wednesday night. All right, I guess that. Oh no, Kathy. Sharon. Yes, Sister Kathy.
Oh, is there someone else to pray?
Well, Kathy, Sharon. I don't think she really prayed yet. I think
She didn't. Oh yeah, well, I don't know.
No,
but I have a prayer request.
Okay, all right.
Well, my niece sent me a picture today, and this is right up the road from where I lived for 40 years. This is Cameron. You prayed for him. Remember, on my porch, he had a broken heart. He was a military.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, this is what I just see in front of his house. This drug house is closed by Bullock County Sheriff's Department, Sheriff Noel Brown. And I'm like, they couldn't put that out without having arrested him. But I was looking for any arrest record. I put Cameron Brown arrest. I meant Cameron Jones. But anyway, I found where there was a drug bust because of a domestic dispute. And there was enough fentanyl to kill 79,000 people. And that wasn't counting the pills and the methamphetamine and the marijuana. And so this is ridiculous. It was, of course, Mexicans. So if whoever prays next can just pray that, I know we do to a degree, but this is just ridiculous that it said it could kill the people in the town of Statesboro twice over.
And maybe our prayer is dealing with him now. You know, the Lord's dealing with him after our prayer.
I wonder. I'm going to see. I'm going to continue to find out what went on. But I'm going to try to find out what went on. And I will let you know. But it was such a shock because nobody knows what's going on.
Okay.
I mean, this is the first time anybody's ever seen a sign in front of a house that said, this drug house is closed.
Okay. And that just happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you also about that song you sent to me, It Shall Flow Like a River.
Yes. That is the only, I heard it at a revival. And that's just not good. They sang it beautifully, but then I loved it. I'd never heard it before. But the second one was a little better, but it just took me right back to that move of God that just, amazing. But that was what it was. Oh, and the other one is the one Larry sent that was so good was or asked about was Second Opinion.
I don't see it. I see it'll flow like a river, but I don't see the.
Yeah, I didn't send it. I just said the name of it. I didn't send it, but if you just put Second Opinion, it'll pull up.
Okay.
And it's Casting Crowns.
All right.
But the video is so neat.
Sister Sharon, are you ready to pray?
Yes, I pray a little bit.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to turn you loose.
Dear Father God, I just thank you. I thank you for today. I thank you for tonight, for the rest I'm going to get. And I'll thank you for tomorrow. And dear Father, I just thank you for the nurses and all that are taking care of me and watching over me. And I thank you for Bobby, and I want him to get some good sleep and to rest and to rejuvenate while I'm here and he's at the house. So, dear Father, I just thank you for Abba Father International. I thank you for all who need prayer. And I am so thankful that I can pray for all who need prayer, and they will also hear me and pray for me. And dear Father, I just thank you so much for everything that is going on and being prayed for. And dear Father, I just thank you, and I'm going to pray for more tomorrow, but I can't reach the water that I need either right now. So I just love you, dear Father God, and to take care of everybody, Abba Father, and we all need to pray for them and them pray for us. In your name I do pray. Amen.
Amen, Sister Sharon. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay, let me pray. Father, we have before you that request about that drug house there in Statesboro, Lord. And we're asking that they wouldn't be able to deal with drugs anymore, Lord. We're asking an outpouring of your Holy Spirit on law enforcement. We're asking that the corrupt politicians and their corrupt police officers would be found out, corrupt judges, corrupt mayors, the ones that will allow this to come in for their own greed. Expose it all. Expose it all across the nation. Across the nation, and let the government that you raised up against criminals crush it, Lord, with honest law enforcement, honest prosecutors, honest judges, Lord, honest public officials. Crush this drug trade, Lord. Crush the cartels. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I praise you and I thank you, Lord. You've taken us this far, Lord. This is like the next step. We had to have Trump become president and a real attorney general, real director of the FBI, real director of Homeland Security. So now that we have them in position, Lord, let that filter down and all that corruption dry up and just multitudes of these criminals be arrested now. And we want the drug dealing in America to dry up, Lord, to dry up. And a revival going along with it would completely cut, there'd be no need for the supply, Lord, so that it would all dry up. Thank you. Thank you. We praise you and we thank you, Lord. It's so exciting to serve you, Lord. And Lord, we're praying now that you continue to protect and bless President Trump, that the hard left here in America is going crazy, Lord, over him finding all these little places in the government where they can take so much money, Lord. So much money that can flow through these government agencies right into corruption. It's amazing how much corruption there is. So bless President Trump, bless Elon Musk, and all the workers under him to root out all of this crime, all of it. Thank you. Father, I want to pray for the salvation of President Trump. And I'm asking, Lord, that we would know for sure that he has the assurance of eternal life because he would confess. You make a public confession that Jesus Christ is his Lord and Savior. We're asking for that, Lord. And we thank you for what he's done already, how he's given you the glory in a generic sense about saving his life and all. That's wonderful, Lord. But that next step, Lord, protect him wherever he goes, wherever he travels, Lord. We're asking your protection on him. And that everything's turned around now. We're going to have a honest government, Lord. Billions and billions and billions stripped out of it that's been used, Lord, for just, well, what crime, Lord, really. That's what it's used for. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We praise you and thank you. And then, Lord, I'm asking the continual blessings on the ministry, Lord. The fact that
the brochures are going out sort of on a steady basis in India. But Lord, I'm thinking about Cuba and how that Broken Hearted brochure, pastors are like using it to preach, Lord, and people are memorizing the scriptures and the prayer to receive Christ. And Lord, I pray for that area in Cuba, that there be a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Cuba, Lord, and that the multitudes of souls are going to come to you. We're asking a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the pastors, Lord, on the people there, these evangelists you're raising up. Amazing, Lord. So we thank you what you're doing in Cuba. And then, Lord, I've gotten feedback about Turkey and the same thing happening in Turkey, Lord. So we're asking for that great outpouring to expand in Turkey, and the pastors filled with the Holy Spirit and people filled with the Holy Spirit, spreading your word, winning multitudes to you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, we praise you and thank you. So, so exciting. There's always something going on. Thank you. So, Lord, we're asking once again, as many times as we can, for the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit here in America, Lord, that it will sweep, Lord, from the Atlantic to the Pacific, Canadian to the Mexican border, and then beyond, into Canada, to Central South America, way over into Asia, and all of Asia, what a mighty move of your Spirit, Lord, and Pakistan. We pray for Iran. We don't have any direct ministry in Iran, but this tremendous move of you in Iran, we ask for a great harvest of souls, tremendous harvest of souls in Iran. And then East Africa, Lord. And Lord, thank you for the prayer that's gone up already for Evangelist John. He has just disappeared, Lord. But we're believing that he's coming back. He's going to be stronger than when they took him. Use him mightily, Lord. And there's a tremendous calling on him. He's been fearless for you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We're praying, Lord, for the penetration of the brochures and the message, Lord. The message into Africa, into Asia, to the Muslims, Lord. The prophetic word, they don't have any, there's no prophecy in the Quran, Lord, zero. And we've got so much in the Bible, the prophecies about Jerusalem, the rebirth of Israel, the battles over Jerusalem, and they're playing out right in front of our eyes right now. So Lord, I'm praying that the church would pick this up about prophecy, Lord. It's not hard. And preach it, Lord. Use it as a spiritual weapon. Show the authority of the Bible as the word of God. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I praise you for and thank you. So we get, and Lord, I want to pray for that young man today that I encountered, James, and I needed some chlorine for the pool, Lord, and he was very, very talkative, and I talked a lot about to him, Lord. And then I was hoping I had a brochure, but I remembered I had them in the car. So I went out and got them and brought them back, and he was very open, Lord. Very, very open, Lord. Had a wonderful conversation about the 666 surveillance system. His eyes were big when I was relating technology to the Bible and second coming of your son. Then the prophecy about Jerusalem. He said he followed it in the news. And he said, Lord, he had no knowledge of the Bible at all. At all. So I pray now, Lord, that he would read this material. And there's the gospel, the confession of Christ as your Savior. And he had a testimony from me. So I pray, Lord, that he would come to you as a Savior. Thank you, thank you, thank you now. In Jesus' name, amen.
And amen. Well, I looked up and time is running pretty fast here. The time went fast tonight, really fast. So, Sister Kathy, I'm going to play that song.
Yay.
It shall, now, the background on this song, it shall flow like a river.
I couldn't find out anything except a man named James Beal, B-E-A-L, sometime L, wrote it in 1963.
Yeah.
But now, are you playing the second one?
I don't know. This one here has a river flowing.
Well, both of them do, but one, the newer looking river, I think it says remix 2024, because
yes,
the first one is,
yes.
Yeah, good. That's a lot better than the first one, and it's still excellent.
Okay.
But all it's right. An awesome song.
Well, here we go.
Thank you.
It shall flow like a river. It shall fall like the rain. It shall rise as the dawning in glory o'er the land. For the knowledge of the Lord shall
Now, was there a second song there, Sister Kathy?
Not that I sent. You'll have to put second opinion in the YouTube, and it'll come up, Casting Crowns. It's who sings it.
Yep, that's exactly what came up.
Awesome.
I'm just looking to see if there was, well, basically, it'll be just, there'll be no background to it.
It won't have the video?
No, I don't see any video. Just second opinions, Casting Crowns.
Well, church, gather around, cause we got us a problem. There's a lot of inspiration floating around these days. Words that paint a pretty picture, but you won't find them in the scripture. That's because they're all from the book of Second Opinions. Mm-hmm. Well, they'll say, follow your heart wherever it leads you. Just let that little voice inside you show the way. I guess the million-dollar question is that your heart or indigestion? Cause the heart's been known to lead a fool astray. It ain't hard to get hooked on the book of second opinions. We'd rather live our own truth. Don't tell us what to do, just what we wanna hear. But it's high time we turned our interest to God's word instead of Pinterest, and finally closed the book of second opinions. We'll say everything happens for a reason, just to give our foolish ways a clever spin. And I've heard it said the Lord won't give you anything you can't handle. But the truth is we can't handle anything without Him. It ain't hard to get hooked on the book of second opinions. We'd rather live our own truth. Don't tell us what to do, just what we wanna hear. High time we turned our interest to God's word instead of Pinterest, and finally closed the book of second opinion. You say I don't have to change, 'cause it's just the way I am. I got all the proof I need right here in my Enneagram. I can tell myself it's always been about me, so give myself a love and positivity. But all the good vibes in the world will never make a dead heart beat. Well, the world might tell you all roads lead to heaven. Well, to that there's just one thing I'd like to say. There's one throne and I'm not on it, a solid rock and I stand upon it. And Jesus is the truth, the life, the way. It ain't hard to get hooked on the book of second opinions. We'd rather live our own truth. Don't tell us what to do, just what we want to hear. It's high time we turned our interest to God's word instead of Pinterest, and finally closed the book of second opinions. It's high time we turned our interest to God's word instead of Pinterest, and finally close the book of second opinions.
Okay, that was nice.
Thank you. That was Larry heard that one and thought it was special.
Yeah, that was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks like we're closed up here for the night. Now, we got to get a special one, Sister Sharon.
And make sure, can you ask her something?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, I was wondering... everybody's concerned that she can't get to the water. Has Bobby left, or can she push the nurse button to get the water, has she gotten it?
Hang on here. Hang on. Come on. There we go. Nope, she's left.
Okay. Well, I'll check with Bobby for sure, but he was going to stay.
Yeah, she's not here right now. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So, well, that's good, because we only had 3 minutes left. So.
Right, right. It really went fast tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go.
World left on my soul will all be healed, and I'll
night, everyone. Looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. For our citizenship is from heaven, from whence we look to the Savior, the Lord Jesus, who can change this vile body that shall be fashioned like unto his glorious one.
O God of burning, cleansing flame,
send the fire.
Your blood-bought gift today we claim.
Send the fire today.
Well, God of Elijah, hear our cry.